Are you an entrepreneur who's driven to reach your goals, but you still find yourself caught in the weeds of your business and the chaos that surrounds you? If that's you, keep listening, because we're going to cover exactly what to do next to get you out of that and make your dreams business come true. I'm Joe Sova. This is the Joe Sova Business Show. I'm so glad you're here. Thanks for joining me. What you're going to learn today as you listen is how to get out of the weeds. And if there's constant chaos around you, how to get out of that and make sure that you have the pieces needed in your business to make it function the way you need so that you can do what you love. Focus on those aspects that are in your zone of genius and you reach more people, make more impact, make more income, and reach the goals that you're looking for. If you don't know me, I've been in business for 20 plus years, helping entrepreneurs scale rapidly their business. And today I focus on building teams. We have the Build Your Team method that has three pieces to it. It's purpose, process, and people. If you've listened to any of my other content, you've likely heard those terms. And I had a question recently from somebody that I was doing some one-to-one work with. And you might be able to relate to this, all right? As you're watching this, you'll probably notice that what we talk about will help your business as well. So stay with me here and keep listening. But you might be getting results from your business, right? You've got a good amount of income, right? You have some clients and some customers. You even may or may not have some team members, right? Maybe it's a virtual assistant or a contractor, or maybe even an in-house employee, all right? So you've got a great team, a great culture. You're doing what you love. You enjoy what you're doing. You feel like you're living your purpose and are making a difference with the mission that is in your business, right? The reason you started in the first place, it's making a difference out there in the lives of those people you serve. And whatever your business is, whether you're an auto mechanic or an online entrepreneur, you're making a difference to those people that need it, all right? So you've got a great team, maybe a start of that, and you've got a great culture, right? You love what you do. However, if you're missing one element that we discuss in what I cover, you may be seeing some things such as repeated errors in your work, right? Like for example, you might find yourself fixing the same type of issue with clients over and over again, right? The same thing keeps happening. You onboard a client, maybe the same error keeps happening, or there's just constant chaos, right? There's fires over here and fires over there, and you're trying to put one out. And by the time you put one out, another one pops up, right? Customers are wondering, you know, why wasn't this set up right the first time? Right? Or what? Why didn't my experience go like my friend told, right? Maybe somebody heard about you from word of mouth and they're wondering why this experience hasn't been so great for them, right? For maybe 6 or 7 out of 10 people that you help and serve, it goes wonderfully. But that other percent is wondering, why didn't it go that way for me, right? And you're probably wondering as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, while you're juggling all the stuff and doing everything within your business, deep in the weeds, nose to the grindstone, why does this keep happening over and over again? Repeated, constant chaos, right? There's constant fires. Maybe there's invoice issues or billing issues. Questions from clients keep coming up, the same things repeated over and over again, right? Maybe if you have a VA or a staff member or a team member, the same question keeps coming from them. How do I do this? And maybe it's not the same question, but the same type, right? You become the wizard behind the curtain answering all the questions, right? How do I do this? How do I do that? What do you want me to do here? That's the magic question that we hear sometimes. You may have noticed this. How do you want me to do this? So the person is wanting you basically to tell them exactly what to do. And so there's no accountability there and they can't go wrong, right? And you're still making that decision. You probably think, I might as well just do this myself. There's no point in growing a bigger team, right? So you start to feel that way, start to get resentful towards people that ask you questions, whether that's customers or team members or vendors, right? It feels like you're drowning and you're barely keeping your head above water because there's so much happening all the time. Can you have some good things happening? Revenue's coming in, you're picking up new clients, but these issues keep snowballing and happening. So if some of this is related, if you can relate to any of this, you're likely missing one important step, and that is process, all right? Again, we have three pillars to talk about: purpose, process, and people. And if you're missing this process, okay, let me step back. If you have the people and the purpose, right? If you have those two things, you've got a mission, you have a direction, you have a vision, you have good people on your side, whether that's a VA or vendors or an in-house team, right? Everybody's rowing the boat the same direction at the same time. It feels good On your mission, you're making an impact, but when you're missing that process component, that's when these things start to happen. You get inconsistent results. All right. Some clients love you. They love everything about you. Others, not so much, because they haven't had that experience, that consistent, repeated outcome that they thought they would, that you know they should. And things go up and down from a service standpoint or from an operational standpoint, right? Feels like you're always coming from behind. The second you think you're ahead, five more things snowball on top of you. Fix one issue, another one pops up over here, right? It's like that game used to play, the whack-a-mole, right? You hit one, another one pops up. You hit that one, another one pops up. These things keep happening. And if you're having any of those issues, if you're experiencing any one of those things in your business that I just described, chances are you're missing that pillar of process in your business. All right. Now, you might be thinking, okay, yeah, that sounds like me. What do I do next? Right. Well, it goes a couple of different directions. Okay. I cover some of that again when I do some coaching and one-on-one with my clients and in group programs. And if you want to dive deep, there's some other content I have, but there's a few ways you can go, right? You've got to capture your processes and systems, and you can do that in a variety of ways, right? There's no secrets out there to that. You can use video or different softwares or PDFs, whatever it is. You can capture those systems and processes, and that's important. You probably know that, right? But we could be here. That's a whole nother video on how to do that, okay? What's most important in this is this concept that I'm going to cover. And maybe as you listen to the rest of this, you'll find this to be a game changer for your business and your growth and your ability to scale and get out from under that avalanche of stuff that keeps coming up on top of you. Okay. So this is what we call in my program, DEA, delegate, eliminate, and automate. This is a key part. This is the most important part of the process pillar that I discuss when I coach one-on-one or in groups with clients. DEA, not the drug DEA, right? The Drug Enforcement Agency. So don't go there. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about delegate, eliminate, and automate. And again, I can go deep into this. That would be a whole nother episode, maybe a whole nother day of training or something like that. But this is the most important part, all right? Delegate is you create a process and you hand it off. It's that simple. You're saying, no, wait, I can't do that, right? I can't just create a process and hand it off. I don't know how. I don't know what to do. You can stop overcomplicating it. Well, you can keep overcomplicating it if you choose to. We can just make it simple. Create your process. Again, there's different ways to do that, video, written, whatever you want. Create your process and delegate it. That can be to an internal employee, to an external virtual assistant, whatever, a vendor maybe. It's that easy. Delegate. That's important. That's critical. Entrepreneurs that are in growth mode, that are in scale mode, know that in order to get to their goals, they must delegate. So D, delegate, number one. Number two, eliminate. All right, stop doing the things that are no longer serving you. Whether you're a brand new business or you've been in business for 10 plus years or whatever it may be, there's likely things in your business that no longer work, right? Technology changes so fast this day and age, right? It moves quickly. I'll tell you a brief story in my own business, okay? I've been in business for 11 plus years. And there was a process that my team had in place where point A happened, right? So we did something and we had to mark that on the calendar as done. And this went on for years and years and years. And 8 years in, software changes, right? Technology changes, it upgrades. Eventually that software automatically did this for us, but we didn't change our process. So every time we did this task, we were still manually adding it to a Google calendar. One day I finally looked at it and I said, why are we doing this? This was taking a lot of time, right? Somebody had to put it on and then somebody else on the team was double checking and actually marking off everything that happened on that Google calendar. When this was already being done, it was redundant because it was automatic in the software that we used, that we had changed halfway through our existence. So we eliminated. One day, thought about it, said, it's gone. We're gonna stop it today. And guess what? We actually saved time. We actually made ourselves more efficient by eliminating something that we were doing that we thought was actually making us more efficient. Eliminate. What are you doing in your business today that doesn't need to happen tomorrow. Okay. So think about that. Consider that. Look at those areas and make sure that it all makes sense. All right. Evaluate that. Every once in a while, you've got to take a step to evaluate what you're doing, because when you're in the weeds, it might not make sense to use the same tools you were using a year ago or a month ago or a day ago. All right. New things happen. New technology comes out. So delegate, eliminate. Last one, automate. Use software, right? Create new processes. Take those steps. It's worth your time. You know, from being an entrepreneur, how busy you are. And if you're somebody that says, I don't have time to make the process, then you need to make the process. That is the exact person that needs the process. It's simply an investment, right? You wouldn't say, I don't have time to put this dollar into this slot machine that's going to pay me back $5 every time I put a dollar into it. You wouldn't say that, right? Oh, I don't have time to put the dollar in, because it takes me, you know, time to do it up front. You're getting $5 back. The same thing happens when you automate things. When you take the time to make a process, to utilize software, to implement software, yes, there is some upfront cost of learning and utilizing and understanding and implementing software and automating systems and putting things together. But how about this advanced level? Are you ready? Are you ready to be advanced? I don't know. I'm not sure if you're ready for this one, but if you are, if you're the kind of entrepreneur who really wants to take this to another level, you combine these together, combine the D and the A, and you delegate the automation. What does that mean? You hire somebody to implement the software. So you find what will automate things for you. Let's take, for example, let's say you use Gmail as your email provider, and then you have a CRM, which would be like a client tracking software, names and who your clients are, okay, and customers are. Let's just say you need those to be integrated to create some efficiencies. You could likely find somebody to do that very reasonably, much quicker than you could. Yes, it'll cost you upfront, but you're delegating and you're automating at the same time, advanced level, super mind blown stuff, right? So it just makes sense to do that. Or how about your accounting? Every business has accounting, right? Money comes in, money goes out. You need to track that. So you delegate that to a professional bookkeeper or accountant of your choice. Now you have delegated and they're automating through their own software, right? Maybe they have access to your bank account in a view only or something along those lines, right? So you delegate the automation. Wow. Amazing. Things just come together and snowball. And you will find when you do this, the impact is significant. You get out of those repeated errors, right? You create processes and systems for yourself to get repeated outcomes. And whether you realize it yet or not, you have processes. They simply may not be documented. They may not be written down. They may not be followed, but you have them. Maybe they're up here. Maybe everyone on your team has different processes, but they're there. And when everybody is on different pages, then that's when you get different results. And as a business, the most important thing for you in the process realm is to get repeated outcomes, right? And when you don't, you fix it. Repeated outcomes, that is critical, from onboarding new clients, from servicing customers, to getting results that you provide for your customers. All of that and more can be done with this pillar of process. Again, I could talk about this all day long, and usually I do. But for purposes of this episode, we're going to leave it here with delegate, eliminate, automate, DEA. I just shared those three steps that, again, that's part of what I coach on. If you want more information, send me a direct message. And you know what? You can check out the website to get some free resources on things like this, all right? And of course, subscribe. Now, after hearing all of this episode, it's starting to be obvious, very likely obvious to you, that the process pillar is critical, right? You've learned this, to delegate, eliminate, automate. It's so important to your business, right? You learned that on this episode today, and you'll find even more when you subscribe to the show. So go ahead and subscribe now. All right, one step at a time. You can do this, and it's critical because you have goals, you have a purpose, and it's important that you serve those that need you, all right? So what's the one thing that you can delegate, eliminate, or automate today? Ask yourself that. Leave me a comment. Send me a message. Let me know. And I'm here to support you. All right. So go to joesovatraining.com for free resources. Be sure to subscribe. Take care. And we'll see you on the next episode.